Hey guys, this is Steve the Scout. I am the voice of the Pro Football Scouting Podcast, and I'm excited to do today's show because today I get to prophesize, and that's one of the biggest themes of this show is making bold predictions. So today, what I am going to do is I'm going to give you my list in descending order from 10 to 1. I'm going to rank who I believe will be the 10 best quarterbacks over the next 10 years. And I'm looking at, and I got one guy in this list that's a rookie. I have some guys that have played a year or two, some that have played, one guy that's played a little bit longer. And ultimately, the way I came to this evaluation and making this list is this. Over the course of the last week, or last week and a half really, on 20 different quarterbacks, I watched three games where not from beginning to end, but I watched every snap they took in three different games. And based on that, I came up with my top 10 list. And you know, to me, all these quarterbacks on these lists are superstars and are going to be superstars going forward. I do have one honorable mention that I don't have on the list, but to be honest, you know, he could easily still be one of the 5 to 10 best quarterbacks of the next 10 years. So I didn't want anyone to think I forgot about him. And that is Derek Carr of the Raiders. We got to see how he comes back. And if he stays healthy, he should, the injury that he got, it's not something that's going to affect his health long term. I believe Derek Carr is going to come back and be very good. But ultimately, as good as Derek Carr is, yes, I did rank these 10 guys ahead of him. So I'd probably would make him number 11. But here is my list for the 10 best quarterbacks of the next 10 years. And I'm starting off with the quarterback of the Tennessee Titans, Marcus Mariota. For each quarterback on this list, I'm going to start out with the one thing that I think they are the best at. Or the couple things that I think they're the best at. My 10th best quarterback of the next 10 years, I am putting it down as Marcus Mariota, quarterback of the Tennessee Titans. The things that he is best at is not so much arm strength, but velocity. It's a combination of velocity and being able to effectively move around the pocket. People were not sure how well he'd be as a pocket passer entering the league. I will tell you, after watching his game film in college, I saw enough of him in the pocket, and I saw him doing enough stuff that I realized this guy can be a pocket passer as well as a great scrambler. His best things are his zip and his moving around the pocket. Marcus Mariota, to me, is a guy that is going to continue getting better. Now, bear in mind, all these guys I'm talking about, they have all the tools. They have touch, anticipation, accuracy. But he zips the ball in there, he moves around the pocket, and he knows how to extend plays. His ability to move around the pocket is among the very best in the NFL even right now. And his zip is great. When you look at Mariota, he is a complete quarterback who is still getting better. He's battled some injury issues, but absolutely, I think Marcus Mariota is a star and going forward will be one of the most elite quarterbacks in the NFL. My 9th best quarterback is a rookie. So that means he has not played a single snap yet in the NFL. But I'm still putting him on here because I've watched enough of his game tape against good college defenses, and I think he is the best quarterback right now of any quarterback that entered this year's NFL draft. And that is Baker Mayfield. The things that Baker Mayfield is the best at is accuracy, ball placement, and leadership. When you go back and watch his game against Ohio State, he stood in the pocket against a very good defense, an NFL-type defense, and did very well. When you watch his throwing mechanics, they're really as good as anyone in the draft. Josh Rosen is accurate. Baker Mayfield is more accurate in the short to intermediate passing game. Baker Mayfield can sit in the pocket, and when you compare him, yes, he plays very, very similar to Russell Wilson. He can make all the touch throws. He does everything you need. Yes, he's going to have a learning curve, but he's a rookie. Has tremendous leadership. I don't think it's arrogance. I think it's true leadership from everything I hear. I'll give you one example. One of his teammates in college, I can't remember which one it was, you know, they used to have meetings at 6 a.m. in the morning. And this guy would always come to the meeting 5 minutes late. And Baker said, you know, that's not acceptable. And Baker actually went and picked this guy up and made sure he got to the meeting on time. That's leadership right there. I believe Baker Mayfield is not going to be Johnny Manziel 2.0. He's going to be Russell Wilson 2.0. And I think finally the Browns got it right, which is why Baker Mayfield is ninth on my list among the 10 best quarterbacks of the next 10 years. I was just comparing Baker Mayfield to Russell Wilson, and Russell Wilson is on this list as well. I believe he is going to be the eighth best quarterback over the next 10 years. He still has plenty of time left in the league. Russell Wilson has been able to avoid injuries because he is a calculated runner. What Russell Wilson is best at is accuracy and intelligence in terms of reading the field. Yes, he can extend plays, but his ability to read the field and his deep ball accuracy is absolutely amazing. Yes, Russell Wilson has played a few years. He's shown that he can be great. He's already among the elite quarterbacks. He really has not had a whole lot of help around him. And if they can continue to build around him, he's going to have another 10 years where he could be very, very good. I think Russell Wilson is an eventual Hall of Famer, one of the best quarterbacks in the league now, and going to be one of the best over the next 10 years. I rank him eighth, but it would not surprise me if he ended up being higher when it's all said and done, looking back 10 years forward. So Russell Wilson, I got him eighth overall. The next guy on my list is obviously seventh. He was in the same draft class as Russell Wilson. He was selected first overall, and he's been injured a lot the last few years. And I'm talking about the Colts quarterback, Andrew Luck. Andrew Luck needs help, and he needs reps. For him, I'm very glad they got Quentin Nelson, but they got to keep building around him. If Andrew Luck had the right pieces around him and a lot of other things in place and a better offensive line, he wouldn't have been injured as much. I believe a lot of his bad play came because he got into bad rhythms, and he got into bad rhythms because he had no protection and no help. When he's now about healthy again, he's going to need to take some more reps. It may take him a year or two to get back to himself, but I believe when you want to talk about pure talent, Andrew Luck, when you want to look at pure talent, might still be, in my opinion, the most physically talented quarterback in the NFL when you want to talk about just as a prospect evaluating them on tape. Look, there's a reason that Andrew Luck was the highest touted quarterback coming out of college since Peyton Manning. And he has shown that he can be very, very dominant at times. He's shown it very early in his career. I believe he's going to get back to form, and Andrew Luck is certainly, if he can get back to form and stay healthy, he's gonna be one of the very best quarterbacks of the next 10 years. What Andrew Luck truly excels in is his arm strength and his ability to process information, and his arm strength to throw a long ball with a lot of zip and a lot of accuracy on the run is just ridiculous. Andrew Luck, to me, you know, man, I feel like it's, he's kind of had like Archie Manning, David Carr syndrome, where he's just been thrown to the wolves and hasn't had a lot of help. But I'm telling you, you know, give this guy some more time. I believe he's going to be a great quarterback if he can stay healthy. My sixth quarterback on the list is Tampa Bay Buccaneers quarterback Jameis Winston. What Jameis Winston might be better at, when I watch the tape, is he is so damn good at throwing under duress. I'm telling you, the three games that I watched him take every snap, he was throwing under duress all the time, and he was doing really, really good with it. He has ridiculous arm strength. I've also actually watched him play baseball in college, and the way he threw the ball reminded me of Jesse Barfield of the New York Yankees back in the 80s and 90s, just would rocket the ball and, you know, could just do amazing things with his arm. When you look at Jameis Winston, you know, he has every tool in the book. He's continuing to get better. He has a great mentality. The other thing that he's good at is he may be better at the touch throw, or as good with the touch throw as any quarterback in the league. His touch throws are absolutely amazing. But when you want to look at him, he's a guy that's already shown he's on his way to being elite. He hasn't been in the league all that long. He's starting to get more pieces around him. I think having Ronald Jones as his running back, a guy who I think will be a candidate for Offensive Rookie of the Year, is also going to help a lot. Jameis Winston is a superstar, and he is my sixth ranked player when looking at the 10 best quarterbacks of the next 10 years. My fifth best quarterback is, believe it or not, the only quarterback on this list that when I watched him in college, I was not entirely sure whether he was a can't-miss prospect. And maybe I didn't watch enough tape, but after watching his tape the first year in the league, my God, it's impressive. And that is Deshaun Watson, the quarterback of the Houston Texans. If the guy played a full season, he certainly, without question, would have been in line to be you know, an MVP, or at least be in the MVP conversation. A lot of times people say that, you know, scrambling quarterbacks, they get figured out, you know, sometimes their third year in the league. You started to see that with Colin Kaepernick, but Deshaun Watson is not Colin Kaepernick. Deshaun Watson, you know, is honestly, he's not as good of a scrambler as Michael Vick, but I believe he's more accurate than Michael Vick. So when you look at his ability to get the ball in there and zip it in there quickly and do it with great accuracy and scramble and do it on the run, this guy is a playmaker, and teams are not going to necessarily figure him out. He's going to continue to get better. I think year one, we just saw what he's capable of, and that was just year one. And he's going to come back, and I'm telling you, provided this guy can stay healthy, and that'll be a question, he's without a doubt going to be one of the best quarterbacks of the next 10 years. And that is why I rank him as my fifth best quarterback. He's got weapons around him. He's got Bill O'Brien, one of the best offensive minds in the game. And Deshaun Watson, I believe, he's already proven he's a superstar just in those 8-9 games that he played. And we're going to see more of him next year. Moving on to number five. Number five on the list is Jared Goff. And what Jared Goff, what is going to make him really, really good is, listen to me here. I see the continuity that Los Angeles is going to have on the offensive side of the ball coaching, combined with a scheme that works well for Jared Goff, is going to, and all the pieces around him, is going to allow him to excel so much and be a Hall of Fame quarterback. I believe, not saying he'll be as good, because he might be the best ever, but I believe his future is set up to be Tom Brady-ish, where he's going to have great continuity. There's a scheme that works for him. You know, one of the things that you always see with New England is Tom Brady is always throwing to very open receivers. He's always getting his receivers into space. It's part of Brady's intelligence, but it also is part of the scheme. Jared Goff has that. Now, what also makes Goff special is his ability to throw into tight windows is absolutely amazing. The scheme that he's in, the pieces around him, you know, throwing into tight windows, it's very good the way he does that and is able to lead his receivers open. He's got Todd Gurley, he's got Brandon Cooks, other pieces around him. Jared Goff is my fourth best quarterback when I'm ranking the top 10 over the next 10 years. I believe on this list, the guy that is deserving of being looked at as the third best quarterback over the next 10 years is Jimmy Garoppolo, quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers. He sees the field. When you want to talk about Jimmy G's biggest strengths from the three games that I watched him take every snap, the way he sees the field and makes the best decision is really impressive. He sees the field and makes the best decision as fast as anyone in the NFL. It is a small sample size, but there is an awful lot of proof that this guy is a megastar. The San Francisco 49ers signed him to a big deal, and I don't care how few games he played, he was worth every penny of it. You talk to the New England Patriots, he shredded their first team defense all the time in practice. His feet work, everything about him, this guy to me is about a perfect quarterback, and he's only going to get better. The San Francisco 49ers have a megastar in Jimmy Garoppolo. My second quarterback, who I'm ranking as the second best quarterback over the next 10 years, is Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz has elite level pocket presence. Pocket presence that might be as good as anyone on this list. His field vision might be good as anyone on this list. Now, he doesn't always get the ball out quickly because he has a good offensive line there, which helps him buy some time, and he can wait for his receivers to get open. However, his first game in the NFL, I never saw a guy, his first game in the NFL look so good under duress. I watched his first game against the Cleveland Browns, and it seemed like every time, his first game against the Browns, and it seemed like every time the Browns were in his face, he was making the right throw and putting it in the right place at a very, very elite level. I knew watching him from his first game and from watching him in college, this guy is not just going to be a great quarterback, he is going to be an elite quarterback. Carson Wentz is going to come back from his injury this year, and he is good enough, and the Eagles are good enough to probably win a couple more Super Bowls. Carson Wentz is a special player, and I believe a guy that is going to be in the NFL Hall of Fame. All right, so who am I predicting is going to be the best quarterback of the next 10 years? This is going to surprise some people, because not everyone is talking about him, because I don't think people have really watched enough game tape on him, and that is Mitchell Trubisky, the quarterback of the Bears. When you want to talk about a guy that can throw the deep ball with accuracy, in terms of throwing the deep ball with accuracy, I don't know if there's anyone better than him in the NFL right now, especially throwing on the run with accuracy. He is, in my opinion, the most accurate young quarterback in the NFL. I watched tape on all these guys, and the guy that impressed me the most with his ability to throw on the run with accuracy, throw into tight windows, just always make the right decision, and just a guy in terms of a pure talent level, to me, Mitchell Trubisky is my best young quarterback in the league, and provided they can continue to put some pieces around him, an offensive line, receivers, and a running back, and give him a support system, I believe Mitchell Trubisky, on tape, as a prospect, looks like the best of all of these quarterbacks. Yes, I said that. So Mitchell Trubisky of the Chicago Bears, they traded up to get him, and I believe they made an excellent move. I don't care. For a quarterback that has shown me what he's shown me, just watching the tape, the trade was absolutely worth it. I know this pick is going to shock. I know this pick shocks some people, but then again, I don't just copy what everyone says. I watch the game tape. I make my own decisions, and typically, sorry to sound cocky, I'm usually right. So as I'm wrapping up today, again, if you guys want to reach out to me, I am at stevethescout81@gmail.com. I do appreciate the messages you guys have been sending me. I know there are some people's messages I have not answered yet. So next week, I'm actually going to start answering questions that people have. And again, you know, we are on a consistent schedule right now. So every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, year-round, in terms of the release time, I can't always say exactly what time it'll be released. But every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, you will be getting a new episode of the Pro Football Scouting Podcast. Next week is going to be a new week, and I'm excited to give you guys some new content. You guys have a great weekend. Enjoy Saturday and Sunday. Football season's a few months away. Take care.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.